The government of Sri Lanka at the weekend said it would allow a team of UN investigators to visit the island, reversing a previous decision. Lydia O'Kane has more.
For some time now, Sri Lanka's government has flatly rejected a three-member UN panel by Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to look into possible war crimes in the country's 25-year war against Tamil Tiger separatists. It also ruled out visas for members of the panel if they wanted to visit Sri Lanka for any investigations. But now there's been a change of heart on behalf of the government. It now says it will allow the United Nations to send a representative to a locally appointed war crimes panel called the Lessons Learnt and Reconciliation Commission, appointed by President Mahinda Rajapaksa, to probe the end of the war. Director of the National Peace Council of Sri Lanka, Jehan Pereira, says there are fears on the part of the government concerning this investigation.
Sri Lanka is worried that there could be bad faith on the part of at least some sections of the international community because of the pressure put on those sections of the international community by, say, the Tamil diaspora, and that therefore that Sri Lanka's leaders will face punitive actions which are not done with regard to other countries' leaders. So I think that is the fear that underlies the Sri Lankan government's resistance to having the international community come and investigate.
Analysts have described this gesture by the government as a small and ineffectual concession to demands by Western governments and human rights groups for an international probe into the military's May 2009 crushing defeat of the Tamil Tiger separatists. And Sri Lanka's failure to set up an independent probe into the alleged war crimes has already had economic repercussions, costing the island nation $150 million worth in trade concessions from the European Union annually and a slowing down in foreign investment. I'm Lydia O'Kane.